This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 12th. God's word to you today is cherish it. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 119, verses 102 to 104, and this is taken from the Voice translation, and it reads, I have not neglected your lessons, for you, God, have been my teacher. Your words are sweet to my taste. Yes, they are sweeter than honey in my mouth. I gain understanding from your instructions. That's why I hate every deceitful path. When someone encourages you, receive it with gratitude. You are made for God's glory. Your good works are sweet grapes in God's mouth. So when people compliment you, receive it and stop deflecting encouragement. Yesterday, we pointed out that if you do not receive encouragement, you tend to receive discouragement, and discouragement is not good for anyone. It takes you down a dangerous path. If you must receive one, please let it be encouragement. When you get an encouraging note or email, keep it. When people send emails that encourage me, I keep it. There is someone that sent me a note of encouragement since 2007, and I still have it because I kept it. I have a folder in my mail for encouragement. Some of those emails are one-star encouragements. Some of them are three-star encouragements, and some are five-star encouragements in that category. There was a lady that had sent me a five-star encouragement email. Then one day she really annoyed me, and I felt like breaking her neck. But guess what? I remembered the five-star encouragement email, and all I said to her was, God saved you today. Just go. The point is, for yourself, keep the notes. When someone sends me a note, for example, that reads, Femi, you're a good man, I keep it. When such a person gets angry with me, I say to myself, it's a lie, I'm a good man. I read the notes again, just to remind myself of what the person said about me. If you do not keep the encouragement, you will keep the discouragement. Pastor Craig Greshall is one of the people I bounce things off, a mentor. For some reason, he has taken an interest in me. And in 2006, he sent me a handwritten note by his own hand. That note sits on my study table, right in front of my computer and some books. It is always in front of me. And every single time I sit on the desk to study, to pray, to meditate, the note is right there in front of me. The note reads, Pastor Femi, your generosity is overwhelming. Thank you for blessing my family again. I pray you are reaching many people. As you lead your church, may God continue to bless you and your church in every way. Love, Craig. There were times in 2016 that I felt really discouraged. Without knowing, I sat down on my study table. I had my head in my hands, but as I lifted my eyes, I saw the note. Guess what happened? I was encouraged. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to receive and not deflect encouragement. I ask for the grace to bask in encouragement and be encouraging to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.